Yeah, he originally had it as like a live art project, this place in the style of like a Victorian Wonder Cabinet sort of thing. So he played like the role of a mad collector. And so he has it now as a museum downstairs.
And is it, how long is it on for, and what is it like? I mean, is it everlasting?
It's everlasting. It's forever. Yeah.
You can come back.
It's been in this situ for the last 2 years, where he has it as a gallery up here, and there's a museum of curiosities downstairs.
Okay.
Up here, he always changes it with like cult artists. So we had like Leonora Carrington. Austin has been spared up here before, and he's got like this switchcraft exhibition going on. Yeah.
What's the strangest thing that's ever happened here?
Strangest thing that's ever happened here. We came in one time when we'd been closed for a while, and nobody had been in here, and the window in the toilet's like double glazed, and it'd been punched through, but on the inside.
Interesting.
But the outside one.
Which didn't fully make
sense.
Yeah,
like genuinely, we didn't know who did it.
It was really creepy. You know?
Yeah. So it was like there was this escape designation,
but
no actual
escape.
But the outside
pane was still safe. It was just the inside one.
Just a real, like a pressure.
Yeah, so we were like,
with no reason.
You know, maybe wind came in passively aggressively and punched the window while he
was. Other than that, some kind of spirit attack, some kind of occult.
It might have been God. It might have been God.
Some kind of paranormal happening that can be unexplained.
Exactly.
Can I see it?
Let's see
it. We fixed the window, though.
You can see what happened.
The windows. You can have a look at the toilet if you want.